Honorable Rauf Hakim, the floor is yours to express the condolences on the late members of Parliament listed today.
Honorable Deputy Speaker, being called upon to pay tribute to some of our past members of the House, I would like to begin with one of my former cabinet colleagues and a fellow party leader in this parliament, Honorable Professor Tissa Vitharana. He gave leadership in this house to Lanka Samasamaja Party, which was part of the People's Alliance, as well as its successor coalitions, of which I too was a member several times. Lanka Samasamaja Party is one of the oldest parties in this parliament. It has a pre-independence history. It had celebrated leaders of the caliber of Dr. Kolvinar de Silva, Dr. N. M. Pereira, his own uncle, as well as other members like Mr. Batty Veerakoon, who had all been Mr. Bernard Soisa, who was also a member of parliament for Colombo district several times, representing Colombo Central. Lanka Samasamaja Party has had such a long history in this house, though the left politics has seen many ups and downs. He remained very forthright and committed to the ideals of his party, and his approach to anti-imperial attitude in this house will always be remembered. He took that fight even in the cabinet against many policy decisions which seemed to favor the capitalist class. More than anything else, his contribution to some of the committees in Parliament. I remember while I served as a chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, he was a member. Then subsequently, when he served as the chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, I was a member. And he took his work so seriously, and he made sure that he brought very conscientious approach to all decisions that were taken. More than anything else, I would remember him as someone who stood for devolution for minorities. His term as the chairman of the all-party conference, which was set up by President Mahinda Rajapaksa to resolve the ethnic conflict, to date, one of the best reports that have been submitted in resolving the ethnic crisis is considered as the Tissa Vitharana report. His contribution to the deliberations of that committee, where my party too was a party, and several other all-party conferences and select committees in Parliament will be very fondly remembered. More than anything else, being a medical professional and a scientist, his contribution is also unparalleled. He pioneered the nanotechnology sector in this country in establishing FlinTech as an institute while he was Minister of Science and Technology. He made an immense contribution to the scientific sector in the country. More than anything else, he was also director of the Medical Research Institute. While there, he looked into epidemics such as cholera and various other epidemics, and have been involved in serious research and has contributed immensely in that area. As far as my community is concerned, he is fondly remembered for the forthright stand he took when several epidemiologists and virologists remained silent when our community was traumatized by a policy decision that was taken to cremate all the COVID corpses, janazas of the Muslims against their religious faith. Mr. Tissavitarana, Dr. Tissavitarana, was one of those people very vocal. Though he was part of the coalition in which he was then in the house, he was very open with his comments and publicly criticized the government's racist policy in deciding to cremate those Muslims who were who succumbed to the horrible COVID pandemic. So such was his contribution that we can go on talking about Dr. Tissavitarana, but I would, since there are others to whom we had to pay tribute, I would say I will pay my tribute to him as well as to convey my condolences to his family members. I will move on to the next member. Mr. Chandradasa Galappathy was also a member who came to this house when I entered Parliament in way back in 1994, almost 32 years ago. We came here as freshers to the house. Since then, we have been friends, and he, having originally worked in the Galloya project, he was, Galloya project was initiated by the by late D.S. Senanayake. With that, he got into politics. He entered local government politics, became the first chairman of the Ampara Urban Council. Thereafter, he contributed towards making the United National Party win the Ampara electorate, which was unable to be won ever since it was created in 1960 up to 1977. It was the bastion of the Sri Lanka Freedom Party. But it was Mr. Chandradasa Galappathy and late Mr. Dayaratna who were the pioneers in making United National Party win the Ampara electorate. Since then, he had been continuously member for several years, perhaps almost 15 to 20 years. He was a member representing the Ampara district, and I had the privilege of being elected for Ampara district once, where he also was my co-candidate. Then he also served in the provincial council system as the chairman of the Eastern Provincial Council when we had the pleasure of being, my party was, a member was being the chief minister in the provincial council. He was the chairman of the provincial council. He had served the Ampara district with such faithful dedication, and I would convey my condolences to his wife and children. And together with that, I would like to move on to two other members, Mr. Muthukumarana, as well as Janak Mahendra Adhikari, both of whom represented the Anuradhapura district. To me, Anuradhapura district is both represented two electorates in which I have lived as during my childhood. My late father was a principal in Kalava Muslim Vidyalaya and also in Horapala Muslim Vidyalaya. Kalava Muslim Vidyalaya was in the Kalava electorate. Horapala Vidyalaya was in Kakirava electorate. These two gentlemen lately represented both these electorates, and I have been with them in this house, and I have always, we have mentioned it to him, to them whenever we meet. We always share fond memories of my childhood with them in those two lovely Muslim villages, both Kalava and Horapala. As a matter of fact, on the 6th of next month, Horapala Muslim Vidyalaya is completing 75 years, and they have invited me as a special guest because I was there in the primary classes, and therefore the School Development Society has extended an invitation. And I would certainly remember these two gentlemen who have served in this house, both one of Janak Mahendra Adhikari, when he got elected in 1989, he was the youngest member of parliament in the SLFP formation at that time. Though he served only for one term, he was a very popular politician, and he served his people well, and so was Mr. Muthukumarana. Both those people's families, both those members' families, I extend my kind condolences. அதனோடு சேர்த்து இறுதியாக இந்த சபையிலே ஒரு உறுப்பினராக 2004 ஆண்டு நுழைந்த மட்டக்களப்பு மாவட்ட பாராளுமன்ற உறுப்பினர் கனகசபை அவர்கள் குறித்தும் ஒரு சில வார்த்தைகள் பேச வேண்டும். இலங்கை தமிழரசு கட்சியை பிரதிநிதிப்படுத்தி அன்றைய டிஎன்ஏ என்று உருவாக்கப்பட்டிருந்த அன்று விடுதலை புலிகள் 2002 சமாதான பேச்சுவார்த்தைகளிலே இலங்கை அரசாங்கத்தோடு ஈடுபட்ட பொழுது அந்த சமாதான பேச்சுவார்த்தையில் அரசாங்க குழுவின் உறுப்பினராக நானும் பங்கு கொண்டிருந்த வேளையில் ஈற்றிலே சமாதான பேச்சுவார்த்தையில் முடிவுறாயிருந்த நிலையில் 2004 விடுதலை புலிகள் பல்வேறு கட்சிகளாக பிரிந்தின்ற தமிழ் பாராளுமன்ற உறுப்பினர்களை தமிழ் தேசிய கூட்டமைப்பு என்ற ஒரு அணிக்குள் ஒன்றாக சேர்த்து சமாதான பேச்சுவார்த்தையில் தமிழர்களின் வகிபாகத்தை சரிவர பாராளுமன்றத்தில் பிரதிநிதித்துவப்படுத்துவதற்காக எடுத்த முயற்சியின் ஒரு அங்கமாக அவரை ஒரு புதிய பாராளுமன்ற உறுப்பினராக 2004 நாங்கள் இந்த அவையிலே கண்டோம். அவருடைய அமைதியான சுபாவம், அதே நேரம் பொறுப்புணர்ச்சியுடன் தன்னுடைய மாவட்ட மக்களுக்காக செய்த சேவைகள் இன்றும் நினைவு கூறப்படுகின்றன. அவருடைய குடும்பத்தினருக்கும் என்னுடைய கட்சியின் சார்பில் நான் என்னுடைய அனுதாபங்களை சமர்ப்பித்து என்னுடைய இந்த உரையை நிறைவு செய்கிறேன். நன்றி.